cold conditions that Earth has to offer. Professor Friedman believes these rugged microorganisms are probably capable of surviving on Mars. Mars is certainly our best bet for finding life in the inner solar system. But the chances of life existing in the outer solar system have never been more promising than at present. Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune are the gas planets of the outer solar system. In Massachusetts at MIT, Heidi Hamel has investigated the unforgiving environments of the gas giants. She is not optimistic about finding life on the planets themselves.
Even though those planets do get somewhat warm deep inside them, at the pressures and temperatures of the outermost clouds, they're just too cold. They're too cold, and it's too dark. There's just not enough sunlight there. There's no liquid water, and that's what we'd need to sustain life. So it's not likely.
Artists and science fiction writers may imagine that there are weird jellyfish floating around Jupiter, but it's most unlikely. Freezing Pluto, on the other hand, is a world of rock and ice, not a ball of gas like the four giant planets. The outermost planet, Pluto, is certainly too cold and dark to be a serious candidate for finding life. There are nearly 60 moons in the outer solar system. Research so far shows that most of them are inhospitable to life as we know it, but there are two exceptions. One is Titan, Saturn's largest moon. In November 2004, the Huygens probe will parachute through the clouds of Titan. It could splash down in a bitterly cold ocean, or a lake of liquid hydrocarbons, or even on a solid surface. Titan is like a frozen early Earth. It has many substances that were around on Earth before life began. The Huygens probe will explore whether Titan has the potential to spring to life.
The organic chemistry in the atmosphere of Titan is particularly interesting and may provide us some real interesting insights into the nature of prebiotic chemistry. It may have also produced life. We just don't know.
In the future, Titan could look like this. When our sun expands to 50 times its present size, 5 billion years from now, Titan will receive as much energy as Earth does today. For a short time, it might well become a blue ocean world where life thrives. In the meantime, Jupiter's rocky moon, Europa, is the most exciting candidate for finding life in the outer solar system. In 1996, the Galileo spacecraft returned the most exciting evidence yet that Europa has oceans. Oceans that could teem with life. Galileo's images revealed areas where ice fragments have broken and moved apart like pieces of a jigsaw puzzle. The cracks suggest that the ice is shifting on a dynamic surface.